It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Comes in here, the team just gets this much better. I mean, you get a Hall of Famer in here, it's this much better. I mean, yeah. It's the offense all of a sudden becomes a different team, you know? And that's not a slight towards anyone here. That's an Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I mean, that's a different animal. You can say what you want. Yeah, he can't move quite like he used to, this and the other. You know what still works? His arm and his brain.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something that instantly makes this team offensively something to think about when you've got the weapons and that dude.
Add Ben to the list of people who think the Steelers get better when you add an Aaron Rodgers. I'm not like over the moon excited about it, but I find it hard to believe they'd be worse with Aaron Rodgers than they were certainly down the stretch with Russell Wilson last year. And that's not to put it all on Russ. I mean, there were a lot of reasons why the offense wasn't good down the stretch. The schedule, the injuries, there was a ton. The predictable play calling. But I think with Aaron Rodgers, some of that gets thrown out the window because you're going to let Rodgers do his own thing a little bit. And I believe that. If you have the owner of the team saying, well, we're not going to wait around forever, but we are going to wait around, you're putting the power in Aaron Rodgers' hands. You don't have the power. You're waiting on him, not the other way around. Because I don't think there's a hard line in the sand. And so if you're willing to bend on some of these things for Rodgers, then I find it hard to believe that you're not going to let the guy, there's 2.5 minutes to go in the second quarter of a football game, go out there and call his own offense. Like, I think you're going to cede some of the power to him. And I think it can make a lot of people better, and Arthur Smith included. This will be the best quarterback, at least best quarterback mind for sure, that Arthur Smith has worked with.
Yeah, but that has to go hand in hand. You know, that has to gel together. Like,
sure.
I mean, you have to have the same outlook and same mindset, same, just process, offensive coordinator and quarterback. And whether it's a young quarterback that you have to develop. I mean, look at the reason why Peyton had a successful year with Bo Nix, because he had a young quarterback that he can mold to think the way that he thinks. He couldn't do that with Russ. So it could go one way, could go the other, but Arthur Smith, I think, he's a coach that is willing to put his pride aside in order to win. He is a coach like that. He doesn't have, he's not this big pride. If he was this big prideful guy that you have to run my offense, you have to do things my way, he wouldn't even be here. He'd be hanging out somewhere and collecting, funds from his family. Like, if he had so much pride, I could just go do whatever I want.
FedEx guy.
Right, he's a FedEx guy, right. So he's not a guy that you have to run my offense and it has to be like this all the time. Now he has to trust that guy. And how could you not trust a guy like Aaron Rodgers, as Ben just said, who still has their arm strength, arm talent, and still has the brain? Like, he's not going to be able to move. He never really could move. He could actually move decent whenever he's in Green Bay. But, like, he's not a runner. So it's like, if the guy can get it out, you're going to have success.
And you have to tailor the offense that way, too. We know they love to throw deep shots down the sideline. That's something that they've done over the years with Tomlin. I know he's a risk-averse guy. They look at that as risk-averse. I mean, it's a punt. It gets picked off, something like that. It's not the worst thing. It's not the end of the world. So they do that. Apart from that, you got to get rid of the ball quick. And Rodgers does that, and you have to tailor the offense to be able to do that. Rodgers will throw it over the middle of the field. I know Tomlin has been loath to do that, but maybe you trust Rodgers more. Arthur Smith wants the ball being thrown over the middle of the field.
But that's why it's also important, too, that there should be, like, that's why I feel like it's done, because Arthur Smith would have to change his offense a little bit to fit Rodgers. And that takes time. That takes reps. That takes talking. That takes, you know, being together and seeing the same vision. So to me, like, you can't wait around that long, because if he does end up signing, say, like, in July or whatever, like, then you have to go to your offense coordinator and be like, you got to put your offense on the field that fits this guy. You have to change everything up. So Arthur Smith is probably in the lab right now, changing the ways and the calls and the protections, things of that nature that fit Aaron Rodgers. That's why I feel like it's already done, so you can get that head start on before he even gets here.
Yeah, and Tomlin said that he's been in contact with Rodgers. Like, everyone thinks that Rodgers is off doing his own thing, and I guess it depends on whether you believe Tomlin or not, but Tomlin says, no, they've been in contact. I think one of the fascinating things about that six-hour meeting, and they've said some of what has happened, at least in their words, I think the fascinating thing is Rodgers sitting down with Arthur Smith and with Mike Tomlin and all trying to get on the same page. But this all circles back to the question of when. So Art Rooney says, we're not going to wait around forever, but we're going to give it more time. And you say, hey, you need all these guys to get on the same page. Like, all right, maybe he doesn't need to be there for OTAs and minicamp. I'd like to see him there for OTAs or minicamp. Like, ideally for me, be there for both. But work with the guys. Get in the film room with all your offensive players. Sit in there with Arthur Smith. You're going through walkthrough stuff. You're going through install stuff. I think that's all valuable. You can do a lot of that in training camp, but why have OTAs? Why have minicamp if it doesn't mean something?
Well, Mike Tomlin did say when he spoke to the media on Sunday that he believes that OTAs and minicamp is for development of young players. He said something. I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. He said something that's about development. Whenever you have guys like Aaron Rodgers, they don't really need development. So I think that he was also throwing us a little bone there, too. Like,
yes, he was.
He's probably not going to be there. But I think that whenever it's all said and done, that's a part of the holdup. I think they're going to be like, just show up at minicamp, which is mandatory in the NFL. OTAs aren't. Show up at minicamp, and then we'll see you in training camp. And we'll get a schedule down where you practice only so many days in training camp. But we need you there for minicamp just to show face. Like, you need to develop a rapport with your guys, right?
I agree.
And you feel like, you know, OTAs and minicamp, that's a great way to do it, which it really is. You want your quarterback there.
Even
you want
if you're all just sitting together in a room talking about it.
He just did it with DK Metcalf. That's what they were doing.
No, that's huge. And
that's he's already done it.
He needs to do it with
George. Pat Freiermuth.
Yes.
Jalen Warren.
Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson. All the guys.
Line.
You got a big house. Have them all out.
Yeah, he probably will. But he's already doing that. That was the OTAs. That was like, hey, this is how I see things. Whenever you run this route, this is the way I want you to do it. And they're just doing it on their own. I mean, come on.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
So you don't think he needs to be there for...
I don't think he needs to be there for OTAs. I think it is for development. It's for younger players. Mini can't be there because it's mandatory to get your, you know, get your feet on the ground, get into some type of football movement type stuff, but he doesn't need to be here for OTAs. Not at all.
I bet you in... It varies year to year, and the Steelers haven't released the schedule on it yet. But, you know, between OTAs and minicamp, I bet you that's when he signs. Because I think that if he signs...
It's usually end of June.
Oh, I know when it'll be.
You're saying he'll sign in mid-June?
Some teams do minicamp first and OTA second. Steelers usually do minicamp
last. Right.
So I think he might sign between the two.
Right.
Because if he signs now and then doesn't show up to OTAs, it'll be a bleep storm.
It shouldn't, though, because it's not mandatory.
I know that, but what do you think it's going to be in the media?
For sure.
I'm not talking about there. I mean, you might have a guy or two who's perturbed. People get pissed about everything. People got different opinions on everything. But it'll be, on this station, it'll be a big deal. In the newspapers, it'll be a big deal. The Daily Bugle, it'll be a huge deal. NFL Network, ESPN, those things will be the same in short order. Like, that'll be the talking point. And Mike Greenberg will be, I saw this with the Jets. Golic. He just talks to Golic. I know they don't work together anymore. He's just blast from the past.
Or you just get it out there and he signs, let's say, for the Pat McAfee thing. He comes out, he signs, and it's just like, yeah, Aaron's not going to be at OTAs. He's going to show up for minicamp. And then that's it. It's done. Just say that.
Just get it right out
there.
Yeah,
right just then. Say it. He's not showing up. We've agreed that Aaron is not going to participate in off-season team activities. He's going to show up for minicamp. That's all you have to say, and then it's done.
I need him there.
I understand, but it's really.
I've been to a lot of OTAs, Dorn.
It's for young guys.
I was young.
Yeah.
I used to do a live radio show from OTAs. What do you think we talked about?
Did you really?
Yeah. But we weren't allowed to say what we saw on the field. So basically, it's just us talking, and then you'd have the trains roll by, and then the air horn every now and again, which we could have faked it. We could have done that in the studio.
Yeah.
Really could have.
Right.
Can I try a train sound?
Sure. Kind of barge-like.
Yeah.
But not bad. Better than mine.
Barge.
Choo choo! That's pretty.
That
good
sounds
barge.
Like a boat.
That's a great barge.
Yeah, that's a barge.
412-928-9370. Can you outdo Callis's barge sound? One more time.
That's pretty good.